The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's give you the chance right now to win some crazy cash. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. This hour's nationwide keyword is deposit. Take the keyword deposit over to wild949.com and you'll find the spot to type it in. And that gets you entered to win $1,000 in crazy cash. This hour's $1,000 in crazy cash. Yeah. As I say, we do it every hour. Good luck.
All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Buenos dias, JV Show Familia. This is Eric from Gilroy. Just catching up on you guys' podcast from yesterday. You guys were talking about Chapulinas. Grant, you wanted to know how to get some. Hey, remember the day, the Super Bowl watch party from last year? I gave you some snacks from San Jose Flea Market, my family business that we sell. We also got some Chapulinas. We can give you some chamoy with that on the house. Get from me. Put some water. Blend it up. Yeah, happy Chug Wheel Friday, ladies.
There you go.
Why does everybody hate us? Like, first of all, why does everyone hate us so much?
They don't hate us.
Yes, they do. They would have wished this on us.
And they know somehow you're not going to get the gross things.
That's not how the game works. I have an equal chance of getting the gross things.
Then why do you want that?
And I've chugged many of gross things.
I know. Why
the
do
JV
you
Show
that?
Chug Wheel, it just needs a featured item. It needs something for people to be excited about.
But not that. I'm not drinking bugs.
Yeah, but people eat them.
Cool. Good for them. I'm not drinking bugs.
I'm just saying, all the things that chug, like, that one really ain't that bad.
Okay.
You chug worse. I've chugged worse. We've all chugged. Jess has chugged worse. Chidi's chugged worse. We've all chugged worse. So, like, that one, especially if it's blended up, like,
but
no big deal.
Eating them is one thing. Blended up.
You want it? I'd rather drink them blended than sit there and chew and little legs and antennas are falling out of my mouth. Right?
I'm out.
Selena, you have to admit, the blended up way is better.
I don't know.
Just quick chug and get it done.
I think there are still other options at the grocery store that we can pick up that will still be gross.
There aren't. We've gone through. We've chugged literally everything.
There's a lot. From your grocery store.
Well, maybe we
store.
Just retire the chug wheel then.
We've
chugged through everything. I mean, maybe we just call it a day and hang it up. I actually really like that idea.
Yeah,
except that we've
too.
Just right there come up with a new idea for
I'm
a new
not
featured item.
Chugging bugs.
Well, then you better win the game and hope you don't spin the
I'm
wheel
just
and
not,
land
I'm
on
letting
that.
You know, no, I'm not.
Yeah, let's hang up the jersey.
Thank you. That's an idea I can go for.
We'll talk about
Think about it, Graham. All right. Next, well, I'll just tell you right now because I've been holding this in since yesterday. What if Chidi soulmate drawings came in?
No!
Already?
Yes.
Drawn by AI?
I don't know.
Probably.
Is it in the nude?
No. Okay. So I did order two. So if you don't know, I contacted some Etsy witches now because I really wanted to place an order for something, but I don't have any spells that I need at the moment. So I was like, you know what? Let's get some soulmate drawings for Chidi so she can know what her soulmate looks like. Now I did get two of them. One, just a regular like head drawing.
Okay.
And then I did place an order with the one who advertised, I will draw your future soulmate naked. I have not heard back from her.
Wow.
And I think if I don't today, or maybe I'll reach out and be like, hey, just making sure you saw my order. Because if not, I'm probably going to cancel. And I don't want that. I want to get Chidi's soulmate naked for her.
I mean, maybe that, hopefully that Etsy witch is just furiously drawing a D right now.
And,
like,
I hope
getting
so.
Getting all the lighting,
but
you know, the shading and everything accurate.
The other one that I did get, I kind of feel like it's somebody Chidi would go for.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can we see this?
Tomorrow.
Ah!
I know.
I can't wait.
I know. I could not hold that in any longer. I'm so glad I told you guys.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Have you guys been following the state of emergency in one Mountain View neighborhood?
No.
Something with water?
Last Friday, their water supply was contaminated with cement slurry. Graham, I'm sure you know what that is.
Uh-huh.
I maybe have an idea. I don't really know.
Yeah.
But this neighborhood has been without clean, usable water since last Friday.
Whoops.
And so they've been like testing it over and over again. They're hopeful everything will be resolved by Sunday. But until then, they either don't have water to use or they're using bottled water for everything.
That's super annoying. What's wrong with drinking a little cement? Like, it's not that bad for you, right?
They say there's some bacteria in it that can make you, like, super sick.
Gotcha.
No.
All right, game two of the Giants' three-game series with the Phillies got rained out yesterday in Philadelphia, so they had to postpone it until today. So now we have a doubleheader on our hands today. First game is going to be a day game. First pitch is at 9:35 this morning our time, and then the second game is going to be an evening game. It's going to start at 2:35 our time. Giants need to win them both if they want to win the series because they lost game one.
Go Mets.
Today's weather will be pretty similar to yesterday. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s and a bit windy in the afternoon. Tomorrow, a little more gloomy.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Capricorn bestie.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a six. That ex's name is about to pop up somewhere unexpected, and your stomach might do a whole little gymnastics routine. Oh. Mercury's messy energy could have you typing three different responses before deleting them all. Watch out for that nostalgic spiral. The past had its season, and babe, this ain't it.
Uh-oh. That's you, Capricorn bestie.
Yeah. That one doesn't really apply to me. Okay. But everybody else, beware. Uh-huh. Beware.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Jess, are you going to be out today?
Yes, you guys. Today, 5 to 7 p.m., I'll be at San Joaquin Valley College. That's in San Leandro. Yes, I will have chug mugs with me since that's what everybody cares about. But if you want to come say hi.
Yeah, they don't care about you.
I know.
It's the chug mug and checking out the college. Sorry,
right.
Jess.
Obviously, but it'll be a lot of fun. I'll be there to say hi. Yes, I'll give you a chug mug. San Joaquin Valley College tonight, 5 to 7 p.m. in San Leandro.
All right.
Very cool.
Graham, finally, some answers.
We have some answers, you guys. After months and months and months of waiting, we now know why the lights on the Yerba Buena Tunnel when you're crossing the Bay Bridge coming in towards San Francisco have been lit up red and green basically this entire year. Selena, you have your hand up.
Yes,
I'll call on you.
Yes, thank you, Graham. Are they still red and green? I don't feel like I've been noticing them the past few mornings.
I feel like the past few mornings they have finally made the switch back to just normal, but maybe I didn't even notice when I drove in
off
today. I meant to look today, and I think they've just gone back to just normal white light or whatever, or just yellow light or whatever the normal color is.
There were no lights earlier this week.
Okay, or no lights, but they have definitely, they were red and green last week because
yes.
I made a note that I needed to track this down. Now,
and been like that since the holidays.
They've been like that.
There was maybe a day here and there where it was like rainbow and something else and then back to red and green.
Yeah, so people that don't drive across the Bay Bridge when it's dark out, yeah, the outside of the tunnel, not when you're in the tunnel, the outside of the tunnel gets totally illuminated and they had these alternating red and green lights on it. Very festive for the holidays. But we were wondering, look, it's April. Why is this still going on? Did they just forget or what? Now, I just a quick sidebar here because, Selena, we asked Jess and multiple times, hey, can you get us an answer? Can you get somebody on the show? Get somebody that's with the bridge authority. I don't know who maintains.
I wanted answers in January. Like, why is it still red and green?
Yeah, why are we still celebrating Christmas weeks after Christmas had ended? And Jess is like, I can't really, I reached out. I haven't been able to get an answer. And, we asked her multiple times to, line this up. And nothing.
But were you not able to, did they not respond?
Well, I was in communication with somebody from Caltrans, I believe.
Okay.
But they were, connecting me with other people to get answers, so it was, a back and forth. So I gotta go back. I don't know where we landed on that, but I remember not getting, an actual answer.
Okay, so, peel back the curtain. Jess, as producer of the show, this is the kind of stuff sometimes, you gotta line up and do. I made one phone call yesterday. And I got an answer from one phone call after months and months of us waiting for Jess to get the answers. I made one
who did you call?
One! Whoever, it took one Google search to figure out what, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Authority, whatever it is that manages the Yerba Buena Tunnel, and I made one phone call, and I received an answer.
And what was the answer?
The answer is, it is a special test pilot project with Caltrans, and they will have in the future the ability to, they do have the ability. They said, Valkyries win the WNBA championship, it'll be able to be purple and, whatever the colors are,
Okay.
And stuff like that. It is going to be customizable and changeable, but right now it's just in the test phase still. And so the red and green is just part of the test. It's not specific. Now, look, I think they're covering their butts a little bit.
I think they forgot. They left it on a little too long.
Right. When they were testing the Christmas version, I think nobody had realized that they had left that timer set and been going on every morning. But that he said, don't read anything into the red and green. That's just part of the test right now that is ongoing. But they will be customizing it in the future for other events and things that's going on where they can apply some different colors where it would make sense.
Okay, good. Because that's what
I made phone call yesterday. Jess, sometimes you just have to pick up the phone, just dial the number rather than send the email and get another email and get sent to another. Sometimes you just have to make that one one phone call.
You know, people these days don't like to make phone calls.
No, they don't.
Sometimes I feel like reaching out on Instagram is the easiest way.
Oh, my God. Is that how you tried to get a hold of someone?
Well, I got a hold of somebody on Instagram.
Oh,
I got
my
an
God.
Email. Then I emailed that person. Then that person connected me with someone.
Did you not think to just, like, Google? Like, who can I contact?
Did you ever think to just make that one phone call?
I Googled it. That's why I said Caltrans.
On Instagram?
I forgot exactly which...
And
I
then you hit them up on Instagram?
Because if I hit them up through the Wild 94.9 account, I feel like they're more likely to
But what if you
respond.
Hit them up through that one phone number where they answer the phone?
I feel like a lot of businesses don't answer the phone sometimes.
But
it's
a business. It's a government agency. It's just that sometimes you just have to dial
just,
that one
just
number.
Just trying to say that I did try. I'm sorry. I failed. I'll do better.
Just okay. Like the, I appreciate
you
that.
Know, in the radio producing world, sometimes you just have to talk to someone. Just like...
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what we do. We talk. And you just dial that one number. And then they'll pick up. And they were very friendly, by the way.
In her defense, she was all talked out. All the talking we do all morning. You just can't talk anymore after 10 a.m.
Yeah. But just to let you know, it wasn't difficult to get that answer that we waited months for.
Well, thank you for getting that, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Evan from Benicia. Happy Thursday. Hey, Graham. Yesterday on the show, you said you benched 225 like 8 or 9 times. I feel like you were serious, but I'm curious if you were joking around or not, because that is impressive. That's no joke if you're doing 225 that many times. So, damn.
Let's go, gym bros. Let's go, gym bros.
Question.
Yeah.
And look, I haven't worked out in a long time, but like, okay, you're doing 225 and like, that's a lot of weight, but you're only doing it 8 or 9 times. Wouldn't it be more beneficial to do something lighter, but more?
Nah, well.
Progressive overload.
Generally, if you're trying to build muscle mass, you want to work your muscle to failure. So if you get it to failure quicker with a heavier weight, you could be building
muscle
that way.
So if I did like one of those and like a weight I could barely carry, like that's better than doing... like 30 of when that's like really working everything.
I don't really know the gym science on it, but I feel I feel like your answer is probably somewhere in between there.
Right,
rather than something you could do one time, maybe if you could do it 6 times or something.
Interesting.
I think what a lot of people recommend is once you can hit the 8 easily, then you go up and wait until you can hit the 8 easily.
Are we talking about working out or something different?
No.
Hit the 8, huh?
Okay. Like hit the 8 reps.
Oh, 8 reps. Yeah. Okay.
I thought you were supposed to do more than one set. That's why.
Right.
Well, I do multiple sets. Like if you're doing an exercise, like in this case, the bench press, I do multiple sets at just different weights and then.
Gotcha. Okay, the last that makes more sense.
Set
okay.
I do, which I guess if I was trying to like really do the heaviest weight, it should be earlier on. I do a bunch of sets for, and then I work my way up to the heavier weight.
Got it.
But yeah, that was a serious statement. That's, I don't know about impressive, like Evan from Benicia said, thank you. I used to be stronger, but.
Sorry, Graham.
I'm like, but that's how I like. That's the benchmark that I hold myself to.
And if
like,
you missed it yesterday, Graham told us. Well, I don't know if it was yesterday, but he said his wife told him that he's getting too big.
She body shamed me because one of my button up shirts couldn't button. She's like, you've gotten too big.
It's too much.
I can't stop now. I'm benching 225. Like no problem. So I'm working my way up. But I used to be in better shape. But we're getting there. We're on the comeback trail.
Okay. So how do you guys feel about this? Soon, this is going to go into effect July 1st. Law enforcement is going to be able to issue traffic tickets to autonomous vehicles, like your Waymos and whatnot, if they violate the rules of the road.
But how does that work?
Well, the officer walks up to the car
works,
and then the car's like, what seems to be the problem, officer? And then the officer's like, do you know why I pulled you over? And then the car's like... I don't know. And then the officer proceeds to give you a lecture about the thing.
Right.
It'll probably work just like that, right?
Yeah, and then when they don't want to get out of the car because there's no one there to actually get out, and then
they
turn into
you.
A very volatile situation. Whoa!
Well, then we've seen that happen
before.
Hey,
we were all thinking it.
Yeah, we were all thinking it.
No, but that's not how it's going to go. I don't know if they're actually going to be pulling the cars over because, again, there's nobody actually driving them, but they are going to be issuing notices of non-compliance to the companies that operate the driverless cars. So like Waymo will be getting notice after notice when their stupid cars are clogging up the intersections, are not going when the light is green.
Yeah, or flipping an illegal U-turn. Didn't a police officer pull over a Waymo recently? I feel like we talked about that story,
but he didn't know
what to do.
Because
he was like, I pulled this car over, it flipped, it made an illegal U-turn in an area where you can't do that, and Then he, but they didn't know what to do. And how do you issue a ticket to an autonomous car? You know what I would like? Once they get busted multiple times for making, getting pulled over like this and getting ticketed, I think their insurance rate should go up, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what happens to the rest of us?
That's what
you
happens
start getting
to us.
Tickets and violations and things. Doesn't that affect your insurance? I think Waymo's insurance should go up each time.
That's right.
And they should get some points on their record.
We did talk about the officer that pulled over that Waymo, and there was nothing that he could do.
Right.
Now he could issue one of these citations to Waymo.
I just feel like it's not punitive enough. Like, it's not when us norms do something, we get an expensive ticket, and that hurts us because we're not a billion-dollar company or whatever. Yeah. We're not backed by some massive corporation. It's just us as an individual. I feel like their tickets should cost, like, 20 grand each or something to make it, like, matter.
I don't even think it's a money thing. It's just if they get enough of these or if they're not fixing the problem, that it could result in their license to operate getting revoked.
Yeah, but that's not going to, when you have that much money back, and I'm like, nothing, I don't know what the punishment could be. Bad robot.
Bad robot.
I don't know, like, what do you do? But writing them a $300 ticket, like, it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to get tickets like that the same way we do. Yeah, because that would do nothing to them.
It needs to be something that actually penalizes.
But, nothing bothers me more than, like, being behind a Waymo now. Because I know you're going to go slow. I know you're going to stop. Take forever to go. You're just going to be in the way. Just move.
I mean, I know our experience here is probably a little unique because we're sort of right at the hub and there's a main parking area for Waymo's very close to our station here on Townsend Street.
So they're everywhere.
And so when you're at an intersection, the other day I was at an intersection and I was behind five of them in a row. Five of them in a row.
Oh,
and
my,
then
that would piss me
when
off.
I finally, then the thing opened up in two lanes and then I pulled up next to him, there wasn't a passenger in any of them. So I'm at a light six cars back, and I might miss the light because there's five cars in front of me that don't have a single rider in them.
Yep.
Like, that's annoying. Yep. I almost missed the light. You know how long that light takes over here? It's forever.
And I hate when, like, they could go. Like, maybe there's some cars up ahead of them on the other side of the intersection. You could go. You could fit, but you won't because you're a Waymo.
And now that they're on freeways, they
and now
go
I'm stuck
so
here.
Slow.
Oh yeah, I haven't experienced the freeway Waymo yet. Jess and I, when we were out recording the Chug Wheel audio, I think it was last week, and there was a Giants day game, and they had traffic officers standing out in intersections helping, that's what they do on some of the game days to help guide the game day traffic coming in. Well, the Waymo didn't know what to do because here's a person standing in the crosswalk, right? Mm-hmm. Even though it's an officer that's waving cars on. This Waymo didn't know what to do, and it was just stopped. Well, now all the cars are stacking up behind it. More Waymos, too, getting stacked up behind it. And the officer started talking to the Waymo, and she was like, "Go, Waymo! Go, Waymo!" And then she kind of looked at us because we were looking at her like, "Does that work?" And she's like, "Yeah, you actually have to talk to him and give it a verbal command."
Right. That works. Then,
because we talked about how when a Waymo's confused, then a human operator, it could be in the Philippines, it could be somewhere else. We learned that also. They then patch into it and then take control, and so they could hear. Then they can hear the officer giving it commands or whatever. And so she had to sit there for maybe a minute or two, say, "Go, Waymo!
Wow,
go,
Waymo!" So I start honking at it,
and then it eventually went.
Will somebody like on the other end take control and be like, "Oh, this car is getting honked at.
I think that it probably issues some sort of a alert when it's confused about something.
And when somebody else takes control, I'm imagining, like, you ever see, like, those gamers that have, like, total, like, driving simulation, like, areas? That's what I'm imagining.
No, it's just a person walking down. They look at their cell phone. They're probably controlling it from there while they're playing Candy Crush.
That sounds safe.
Yeah. But it also got me to wonder, can I just be out there on the street and be like, "Stop, Waymo!
Go, Waymo!
And just start giving them
Turn,
directions.
Waymo!
Yeah.
Go home."
What worked for this traffic officer, so.
That is weird. All right, today's Hottest Trending is coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, this is Lucia from San Francisco. I know you'll probably get a lot of these from about the dang Waymos. After the Giants game, that one where they got rained when they were playing the Dodgers, there was a string. Luckily, I was going the opposite way. At least 10 of those Waymos waiting to turn, but because something triggered them to not move, there was a string of them, and then everyone stuck behind them. There's also over by 30th and Church, there's that where the train turns. There's a red X. They stop thinking it's a red light, backing it up. Girl.
It is funny when they get confused, though. There's something satisfying. There's something satisfying about that, unless you're stuck behind
you. Right, yeah. then it's annoying. All right, Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trending?
All right, we need to talk about what in the world is going on with the San Francisco real estate market right now. It is crazy.
Really? All right. Plus, a couple of TV things I want to share with you guys.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh, before we get into trending, we're a little late
on these Romel Santos and Prince Royce tickets. So if you want to get hooked up, call her 20 right now, 888-333-9490.
All right, so a couple of TV things. So cameras did pick up, Graham, some of the fallout from Amanda and West from Summer House getting together. So
okay.
In case you didn't or you don't know, if you're not familiar with the show, this is a really big deal for fans of Summer House, like our very own Graham here.
I'm a super fan.
Because Amanda and Wes.
Not by choice.
Yeah, your wife just has it on.
I was forced into it, but now I'm hooked.
Yeah. So Amanda and Wes, they were in other relationships with other cast members. Amanda is still legally married to her estranged or ex-husband now. And now that Amanda and Wes are together, the exes, they feel betrayed because they were all like besties with everybody. It's super messy. Graham, did you know they're coming out with a spinoff?
Yeah, it's called like The City or something.
In the city.
Yeah,
and I've seen it.
It annoys me.
I'm sure it does. Well, it premieres May 19th after the Summer House season 10 finale. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the execs from Bravo said that even though the show was filmed last fall, they did pick up cameras again after West and Amanda confirmed their relationship through that joint statement. So they put in a new scene in that first episode that shows some of this.
Very interesting. I was wondering about that because I figured like this is some great cross promotion because here's a spinoff where they're taking some members of the cast of Summer House, past and present, mixed with some other new people. And it's going to be like, now we're going to follow their life in the city. Before it was following them partying in the Hamptons on the weekend. Well, now we're going to follow them in the city. And I was annoyed because like the spinoffs of reality shows kind of bug me. And I'm like, these people have had their 15 minutes. Let's not do it. But I was wondering if this whole thing was just going to be, I mean, what better marketing promotion for this show than a major scandal that's going to spill over.
They can't go on forever without acknowledging or like filming this new couple. They said it didn't really make sense for Summer House.
Yeah.
But why not throw it into In the City? That way there's a new exciting storyline in
Give
there.
Give people a reason to watch the new show. On Bravo.
The other TV thing I have, sorry for not knowing, but what the hell is The Valley?
Okay, so The Valley is exactly what I just mentioned, a spinoff of a reality show, a spinoff of a spinoff, and it's a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules, where the older cast members on there, they've now gotten married and have kids, and they moved to The Valley, where the house is a little cheaper, and then let's follow them there and see what they're up to.
Have you ever watched?
Who gives a fart?
Have you ever watched The Valley?
I watched like half one episode, and I was like, I refuse. I have to draw the line. I can't get invested in this.
One of the ladies on there, and sorry for not knowing if anybody does watch this, Michelle.
Not familiar, thankfully.
She's dating Dr. Dre.
Really?
They just popped out this week holding hands. They were leaving Nobu in Malibu. They're holding hands. And the entire cast, from what I'm reading, blindsided by this, had no idea your boyfriend is billionaire Dr. Dre. It must be a new relationship. As for how they hooked up, I guess one of Michelle's friends is dating somebody who works around Dr. Dre or something like that. So they met through them, and
so
now
weird.
They're a couple. They just like launched their relationship, and he's a billionaire. I think he just reached that status earlier this year.
I do recognize her from the limited amount that I have watched it.
Isn't that insane?
That's very bizarre.
Very strange. All right, Graham, what do you have?
Holy San Francisco real estate market. It wasn't too long ago that the San Francisco market, one of the coldest in the country as the pandemic and remote work options took over, and we saw a huge influx of people selling their places in the city. Prices were decreasing. Everyone was packing up for greener pastures in the burbs. Well, now the market suddenly white hot. 9 homes in San Francisco have already sold for over $2 million above the asking price so far this year. And again, we're not that far into 2026. And there have already been 51 houses that have sold for more than $1 million over the original list price. Can you imagine, like, let's buy this house, and you have to go bid it up to $1 million or $2 million
over
the ask? It's crazy. They say bidding wars back to being the new normal again. They're pushing home prices on average anywhere from 30% to 50% above the list, and homes are selling fast. Average time spent on the market for a new listing right now, only 20 days. Even properties that would normally scare buyers away, like that one house where there was a whole family murder-suicide in it.
Yeah.
That one sold for over $700,000, and it happened in the house. And that house sold for $700,000 over the asking price in just 4 days on the market. This is absolutely insane. Experts are saying this spike, this frenzy that's going on in the San Francisco market, likely fueled largely by the AI boom that we are experiencing. You have a lot of people that have come into a lot of money as the valuations on these companies just skyrocket. And we've got a lot of new buyers coming in the market that have an insane amount of money, and they don't care if they have to bid $1 million.
That is insane.
Or $2 million above the list price to snag up the house that they want.
It must be nice, I guess.
I mean, the writing should be on the wall that we're in just a massive bubble right now, because when this thing, when people are, this was like the, it was a long time ago, the dot-com boom. People had money just falling out of their pockets because the internet was in its infancy, and everybody's like, oh my God, these companies are worth so much money, and everyone's making, and when that bubble burst, oh my God, cue the world's largest sad violin, and everybody lost everything. This should be a bit of a warning sign, because this has all the hallmarks of that right now.
We'll enjoy it while it lasts, I guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, guys. I actually just moved from Santa Rosa to San Francisco for a job and found out that you are probably going to get into a bidding war if you're looking for a rental. So people are actually signing leases before seeing places and paying hundreds of dollars over what a posting was for literally monthly rent, not a house to buy. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Oh my God.
So we were just talking about how there have been 9 houses in San Francisco that have already sold this year $2 million above list price, and 50 something that have already sold $1 million over list price. And that's, so those are real estate sales. Now she's saying she just moved from Santa Rosa to San Francisco looking for a rental, and people are bidding up the rent price that is listed. And that is something that happens in San Francisco periodically when the market is hot. I've experienced that a couple different times. Two of the places that I lived in San Francisco, it was the most competitive market you've ever seen. This is just to rent a place.
These are like apartments?
Yes.
Oh my God.
One of them, my brother and I were looking for a place together, and there were so many people that wanted it. The only way that we could have this landlord pick us was to pay the first 4 months in rent, and we had no money at the time. It'd pay the first 4 months in rent up front. It was like, okay, what can we offer? Rather than bid the monthly up, can we pay more extra? Because so many people had applied for that apartment, and we ended up getting it. I think the landlord thought we were cute. I think that helped.
She was blind.
She really liked us. And then another place that the apartment that I moved into, I think in 2010 or 2011, same thing, the market was hot or whatever, and there was an open house, a showing for it, and there were probably 40 or 50 people looking at this apartment, and it was sweet. And I was like, I have to get this. I was like, what? So I talked to the listing. It was like, how are they going to determine this? They're like, it's the first full application that hits our desk. It might have even been, I can't remember. It first full application. There was a lot of stuff, background check, whatever, all this stuff. First full one is going to be the first one considered. And I sprinted out of that open house, went down and printed out all the sheets of all the paperwork, got all this stuff, and I raced to get down to their office to be the first one. And that was the only way I got this place. There were 50 people that wanted that apartment, and I was the first one that hit their desk.
Wow.
And people offered to bid it up, but they said they were honoring the first come, first serve. And I got it. The place was a steal. It was the best apartment I'd ever had in San Francisco. It was
awesome.
And
you were just laying in there?
Oh, dude, it was so nice.
Back in your bartender days.
And it even had a little backyard, which is so rare in San Francisco. I had my own backyard. Oh, it was awesome. Had a little barbecue out there. Oh, I was living life.
Yeah, I don't think I could live in this.
But it is crazy when you have to bid up a rental. Most apartments are like, please come live here. Anyone want to rent this? And here they're like, hey, you're going to have to fight 50 people and possibly bid the rent.
Oh my God, property owners here are just coming up.
Must be nice. Until they live in your place for 80 years and never move out, and you can't raise the rent on them.
Yeah.
That's a little doubtful.
All right, we got to get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app, and then the first person who gets it right is going to be winning this Chug Mug. So here's today's clip.
If I started an OnlyFans, I'd probably just post pictures of my... Not sure how many people would pay to see that, though.
Ew.
There could be a market out there for it.
There probably is already.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Wow, well, Jess then, is on board.
No. Lucky you. All right, I will consider. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then whip out your iHeartRadio app. Hopefully it's already whipped out while you're driving. And hit the talkback mic button. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests. And we want to shout you out. First correct answer of the morning. Only one that gets a JV Show Chug Mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep, where you can win a Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
If I started an OnlyFans, I'd probably just post pictures of my... Not sure how many people would pay to see that, though.
You're sick, by the way. Would your wife be okay with that?
Maybe. It depends what kind of revenue is coming in, of course.
True. Yeah. Everything has a price, as you say, Graham.
Yes, it does.
As always, if you want to leave a guest, do it on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. Let's run through some talkbacks now.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kimberly from San Jose. My guess is feet. Have a good day, guys.
Feet?
Yes. I have a feet account.
Look, I would. If there was an actual demand for that, take pictures of my feet. I don't care.
Would your wife care?
I don't think she would. Like, would you be upset if your man
Absolutely
was posting
not.
Pictures of his feet?
I wish he would.
Like, if it actually generated revenue.
Go for it.
I think she would think it's very strange if I was doing feet photo shoots every day and I made, like, $20 a week. You know, like, what are you doing, guy? That's weird.
But you got to start somewhere.
But if there was, like, cash rolling in for it, for sure, I'm in.
Good morning, JV Show. Martha from Newark. I think the word is chest. Have a good day.
Chest is chesting right now, you guys.
Ew.
Very chesty. What? if you listening can see the look of disgust on these two ladies' faces the second that word chest was uttered in that talkback.
This is Ryan in San Jose. Happy Friday, Junior. My guess for today's word is house. Graham wants to show off his house and what he built. Love you guys.
That's a good guess.
That's a very popular guess this morning, and I will say a very good guess.
Oh, interesting. All right. If you want to leave a guess, do it now on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We're going to go back to some more talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show here playing What the Bleep, where you got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app, and then the first person to get it right is winning this JV Show Chug Mug. So here is today's clip in case you're just tuning in.
If I started an OnlyFans, I'd probably just post pictures of my... Not sure how many people would pay to see that, though.
You're gross, Graham.
Take a peek, though. People would be curious.
Let's go to your talkback, see if anyone got it right.
What up, JV Show? It's Sophia from Mill Valley, and I think the bleeped out word is face.
Gotta show that moneymaker.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would pay for that. Guess.
Well, you don't know.
Well, they can see it for free elsewhere.
Oh, that's true. You're lucky.
Morning, JV Show. This is Kat from Pensacola. I think... the bleeped out word is biceps. All right, thanks. Have a great day.
Ew.
Show those biceps. More. Thank you, Kat, for leading that talk back. I just checked. JV Show, still numero uno in Pensacola, Florida.
Yes, That's a big deal.
Appreciate you.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lorenzo from Denver, Colorado. My second guess for the bleeped out word is yard. Show off your yard.
Okay.
Great guess. That was a very popular guess this morning. A lot of people guessing yard or backyard. And I just checked. I don't know if we had looked into this before. JV Show, number one in Denver, Colorado.
Let's go.
You, Lorenzo. Appreciate you. Wrong answer.
Hi,
but
JV Show.
You.
This is Allison and Jordan out of San Jose. And we think the bleeped out word is projects, like house projects. Thank you. Bye.
There it is, people.
Projects.
Here's today's clip unbleeped.
If I started an OnlyFans, I'd probably just post pictures of my projects. Not sure how many people would pay to see that, though.
Ooh. Think there's a market for that?
Maybe not on OnlyFans.
If I always
OnlyFans.
Got like a project going around the house, I like to, you know, I post pictures of it from time to time,
yeah,
but maybe
think...
like a detailed tutorial. Here's how I'm going to do this thing.
Oh, tutorial? Maybe.
Maybe, but I think.
I think it'd go crazy on TikTok.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because if you're doing it on OnlyFans, then you have to do your projects, but like. In your underwear or something.
Oh, wouldn't you like that?
No, Jess.
How did you think of that? Thirsting.
Because the listeners are always like, Graham's arms.
Why is she all drooly and sweaty right now?
Ew, no. Gross, Jess. Disgusting.
Jeez, coworker.
Do we have more shout outs?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
We're just, you know, don't worry about it, bud. Here we go. Hang on. I got to switch between a couple different musics, you know?
There it is.
Do have some shout outs. First, Allison and Jordan in San Jose. What's up, Allison and Jordan? JB Show Chug Mug coming your way. My first project that I'll be posting on OnlyFans, cutting that Chug Mug in half. Because, you know, I want each of them to have an equal share in that
win. Gotta make it fair, you know.
Yeah. They had the first correct answer this morning. They're getting that Chug Mug. Again, half for each. A couple other people came with the correct answer. Let's shout them out. Leo in San Jose had the correct answer. So did our buddy Julie in Bay Point. Well, she said projects, you know, like, you know, tomato, tomato. Nancy in Modesto had the correct answer. So did Natalie in Martinez. Anybody squeak one at the last second, Jess, that I'm
that
not seeing right
it.
There? Dog, kitchen, construction, renovations, Forerunner, fart jars, hands, and triceps were the other most popular.
I love it. Edgar without the
morning.
Haircut.
Oh, Edgar. Yeah. Oh, wow, way to be late to the party, old buddy, old pal.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who do we have on the phones this morning?
This is Tanya.
Tanya.
And Ryan.
And who?
My son, Ryan.
Tanya and Ryan. Well, good morning to you guys. On the line today
is two tickets to the sold-out E40 show at Great and Resort and Casino. Woo-hoo.
And is Ryan over 21?
No, he's little.
Oh, okay. Then it sounds like a mom's night out.
Yeah. Well, you could just leave him in the casino and then you go into the concert.
Yeah.
He can gamble for a little while. Right?
All right, so here's how it works. We're going to ask you four trivia questions inside our Yep Nope game. You just got to get three correct, and Tanya, the tickets are yours, okay?
Okay.
Question number one, here we go. What is the main ingredient in making glass?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Any guesses?
Literally nothing. Water?
Nope.
If our windows were made out of water, we might
because it's
might
both
have some
clear, I think.
Okay, I guess so.
The correct answer is sand.
Sand, silica, and sand. That's what they basically.
Oh my God, I thought glass is just made out of glass.
Well, what do you think? They went into the glass mine and just started mining shards
of
glass,
yes.
And then they hauled it out in carts and then made bottles out of it. No, they melt silica, sand down. All right, question number two. Peyton Manning played 18 seasons in the NFL and won two Super Bowls. Name one of the two teams that he played for.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's Peyton Manning. Everybody knows Peyton Manning, right?
Yep.
Colts?
Yep.
Yes.
He played for the Colts, won a Super Bowl with them. Then he also played for the Broncos, won a Super Bowl with them.
Tanya, you are still in the game because you are allowed to miss one. But great job on that last question. Here we go with question number three. According to their long-running advertisement slogans, a box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran contains how many scoops of raisins?
Two.
Two scoops of raisins in every box. How big is a scoop? Nobody knows, but there are two scoops in there. All right, you need to get this last question correct to win those E40 tickets. Question number four. Apple's Steve Jobs was known for always wearing what kind of black shirt?
A polo?
Nope.
I do love a good black polo shirt. I love it. But the correct answer there was a turtleneck.
Oh, you knew that, Tanya. Now you can picture him in a turtleneck.
I totally knew that. I remember the picture.
Oh, my God. We're so close.
Son of a window made of water.
Thank you for being on.
It was fun. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. It was a hell of an effort.
Yeah, don't hang up, though. I'm going to put you on hold just really quick. Grammy, we have a birthday talk back before your shout-outs.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Marco here in San Jose. Want to send a happy birthday to Aurelia, who's turning 12, and my other princess, Tiana. We're so happy you had a good Disneyland trip. Mommy and Daddy love you.
Nice.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
All right, I got a bunch of DMs, so buckle up, everybody.
Buckle up.
Hi, Graham. Can we do a birthday shout-out to my son, Ali? He's turning 9 today. He's been listening to JV Show since he was a baby, and he misses JV. Happy 9th birthday, Ali. We're so proud of all you do. Love, Mom and Dad. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, Graham, can you please send my son, Wesley, a happy 10th birthday shout-out? We love you, buddy. So proud of all the hard work that you've been doing in school. Keep being awesome. Love, Mom, Dad, Lennon, and Charlie Barley. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Want to kindly request a birthday shout out for Shay, who is turned 11 yesterday. I think I dropped the ball and I was supposed to do this one yesterday. Sorry, Shay. Thanks so much. That's from Mom Suzanne, Dad Jason, and Brother Jared. Yes, Shay, I hope you had a great birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Hoping to get a birthday shout out for my son, Austin, who's turning 9. Just want to say we love him so much. So proud of the young man he's becoming and hope he has a wonderful birthday. Love Mom, Dad, Nicole, and Dylan. Yes, Austin, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Mom in your DMs. Mom in your DMs. Wanted to ask if you could please give a birthday shout out for my daughter, Elizabeth Maldonado. Happy 8th birthday, Elizabeth. Hope you have the best day today celebrating with all your friends at school on the field trip. Keep being our little diva. From mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
Sisters Maya, Sophia, and Victoria, we love you so much. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Grammy auntie sliding into your DMs. Please wish Alina a very happy 11th birthday. Auntie Jackie, Uncle Sean, Ollie, and Stella, love you so much. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham, sliding into your DMs once again. Welcome back. I wanted to end the month of April by giving out some April birthday shout-outs. Happy 10th birthday to Grace. Happy birthday to me. Happy 7th birthday to Adrian. And happy birthday to April. And that is from Lisa. And they all have different April birthday dates there. We don't need to list those because really.
Who gives a fart?
And times four. Hi, JV Show. Just want to give a shout out for my mom because it's her 40th birthday today. Woo! And I love her. And this is Anthony from Newark. Yes, happy 40th, Mom.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, repeat customer here. Welcome back. Just a Livermore mom sliding again to wish our son a huge 8th birthday to Jackson Norman. Go Doherty Dolphins. We're throwing him a Lego themed party on Sunday, May 3rd, with all our close friends and family. Love Mom, Dad, Sasha, Luna, Bo, and of course, Lenny. And we have 1,000 pets.
Who gives a fart?
Hi, Graham. Can we give a birthday shout out to our son? Happy 11th birthday to our firstborn, Dominic. Glad you're enjoying your new school. Shout out to Holly Spirit School in Fremont. Go Spartans! Love Mom, Dad, Natalie, Adrian, and Timmy. Yes, happy birthday.
Who
there.
Gives a fart?
Good morning. I want to give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Camila, who's turning 11 today. She's the sweetest, caring, loving little girl and super smart. We love her from her sisters, brother, mom, and dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Final one. Hey, Graham, longtime listener, first time DMer as a mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Welcome in. Please give a birthday shout out to my son, Levi, and his brother, Luca. Levi turns 8 today. Loves listening to all the shout outs on your show. Thank you so much. Yes, happy birthday to everybody.
Happy
celebrating
birthday,
a birthday.
Yes.
There's a lot of you. Oh, my God. Just forgot the most important birthday shout out of them all. It's my wife Kate's birthday today. Happy birthday.
You almost forgot your wife?
Happy birthday to the sweetest, most beautiful love of my entire life. I hope you have the most incredible birthday.
Yes.
She won't because she's in Washington, D.C. on a work trip right now, but she flies back late tonight. But tomorrow we are going to celebrate your birthday. And the most important thing to remember about my wife Kate's birthday and everybody's birthday today is...
Who gives a fart?
That's a great point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Fans are expressing concern for Ronnie from Jersey Shore. So the final season of Jersey Shore is getting ready to premiere on May 7th. So
they're still doing this?
This is the last season, though. Remember, it's going to be a very, very sad.
How many seasons have they done so far?
I think this is like season 18.
Are they in their 50s now?
This is season 18 and there's been multiple spinoffs. But this is the last one. They did say they're planning to move on over to like a streaming platform. So there's going to be more things in the future. So if you're too, like, don't be too sad about it. But because this season is getting ready to come out on May 7th, the cast is doing a little press tour. They were doing an interview and you can check out this video, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram story. Ronnie seems so out of it, and he is, like, nodding off during the interview. So now fans are like, somebody get this man some help. And apparently there was another incident last week as well at the premiere party in New York for this upcoming season. Ronnie was escorted off the red carpet while the rest of the cast stayed to do interviews because they wanted to prevent any media interactions. They said he was just so wasted. They didn't want him to talk to anybody.
And some people are saying, they don't think this is just alcohol. They think this might be something else.
Yeah, apparently he's struggled with addiction issues in the past, but he claimed in 2022 he was a year sober. I guess he's fallen off the wagon from some point after that. But yeah, a lot of people are wondering what else that he could be on in addition to possible alcohol.
Still partying, huh?
Jess brought up a good point.
Still fist bumping.
She was like, is this what I look like when I'm nodding off? I was like, yeah, maybe Ronnie just does morning radio and like he's just really tired because this is me like the other day in the car while my husband was driving, like me nodding off.
Mouth open. Just
Yeah. Like you're trying to stay awake so hard that it just looks like you're on something.
This is what we look like. Great. By the way, have you guys seen Ed Sheeran's haircut?
No. Yeah.
It's on our Instagram story.
Going now.
He's cut off all his hair. Shaved his head. Not like bald, like down to the scalp, but there's like barely anything there. He wrote on Instagram that he wanted to shave it to signify a fresh start and a lot of new beginnings in his life at the moment. What do you guys think? Because he says he loves it like this and he might just keep it.
I think it looks better.
I think it looks better too.
I was going to say the same
thing. Yeah.
He also revealed that he's been battling shingles.
Oh. Ooh, that's not fun. I hear that's very painful.
That's the thing you get after chicken pox or something.
Yeah,
like
basically
that.
Chicken pox virus lives in your system, and then one day it's like, hold my beer, coming back, and it's just like a real painful.
Do not want. Yeah, he says he doesn't recommend anybody getting that.
Oh God,
I don't think you can. I don't think you have a choice, right? I don't think that's a thing.
No, like, you don't. But he said, do not recommend.
If you've had the chicken pox when you were a kid, someday, like I said, it just pops back. I think it happened to my brother, and he said, holy painfulness.
Oh no,
not fun.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, on Monday this week, a passenger had to be removed from a Delta Airlines flight that was departing from Miami and was going to head to Atlanta, all because this person refused to hang up a phone call they were having. The plane was taxiing at the time, preparing to hit the runway to take off. Delta crew members repeatedly asked this person, end the call, stop the conversation, put the phone away. This person refused to do so. And once it started becoming apparent that this was going to be a big problem, other passengers began pleading with this person, just be considerate. Think of the rest of us. Hang up the dang phone. Still nothing. So the pilot then had to return the plane back to the gate. Police, of course, had to board the plane and then remove this passenger. The flight was delayed for over an hour until it was eventually able to take off again. Passengers, the other passenger on that plane, obviously very irate.
Super annoyed.
Somebody is blabbing on a phone call, refusing to hang it up. You're sitting across the aisle from them. Are you yelling at them in this instance?
Yes.
Hang it up.
Hang up the phone. I wouldn't be the first one, but if everybody else starts saying something, then you have to chime in and be like, yeah, hang up the phone.
What if they're on the phone and they're like, look, my Nana's in the hospital and this is the last time I get to talk to her and they're going to pull the plug on her.
Then get off the plane. Get off the plane and talk to her.
5 minutes from now. So I'd just like to finish this last call with Nana before the plane takes off. Would you feel bad then?
Yeah, I would.
I would feel bad, but what are the odds that that's actually happening? Like any other phone call would not be important enough for you to...
What if it's the president just called?
I personally grab the phone and hang up myself.
Smash the phone and you get off the plane. We don't want you here either. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah, that one would be incredibly frustrating. Like, who can't just hang up the phone and just text the person that you're having this long conversation with? Send him an email while you're on the flight. There's Wi-Fi. Right. Like, do something else.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, another chance to win this crazy cash. Plus, I want to share with you guys this concert ticket hack that I saw on Instagram.
New hack alert?
It's a new hack alert. I'm not sure if I recommend you actually do this. If you do, don't say you got it from me.
But okay.
Let's talk about it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I got to tell you guys about this concert ticket hack that I saw on Instagram.
New hack alert?
It's a new hack because I never thought of this. Also, if you try this and you fail miserably and, I don't know, you get in trouble or something, you did not hear it.
Just tag me or at from Selena us.
No,
on air.
Don't.
Is that your Instagram handle?
Let's not do
at
that.
At Selena
yes.
on air.
Let's not do that. But let's say you're at a concert, right? And you're like, you're like up in the nosebleeds or something.
Okay.
And you look down on the floor, the floor section, there's like a bunch of empty seats.
Always.
Or maybe it's like one of those situations where it's like general admission and it's standing, but you want to be close to the stage.
Yeah.
And you want to get down there. This hack is for that. I saw a video and it worked. This guy did this on Instagram. He has his ticket and his seats suck. And then so he has his ticket, uploads it to ChatGPT or whatever. And he's like, hey, change the section number to be this section number. And he goes down there. And yeah, they have, when you get to the lower sections and the better sections, they have somebody standing there like checking tickets to make sure everybody who enters there is supposed to be there. They don't ever scan your tickets. If you do go to somewhere and they do happen to scan your ticket, you're screwed. But in my experience, they don't ever scan your ticket. They have the little flashlight or whatever, and they're just like looking to make sure that your ticket has that section number.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they just let you walk on through, and now this guy is on the floor.
And they usually want to guide you to the quickest way to get to that, either if it's a lower down row or whatever with seat number, like, oh, no, you want to go on that side over there. They're just trying to expedite getting people so you're not standing there in the aisle blocking other people's view. And if you're trying to get down to the floor, same thing.
They're like, there you go.
Okay,
you're good.
Right this way.
I guess the only problem would be like, what if they guide you to a seat and somebody else is in
but
that
when do
seat
they
already?
Ever guide you to a
no,
seat?
No, they never walk you all the way down there. They just point. They're like, okay, you want to go down on this side and then take a
enter this door
go
or
left
go this way.
There.
Yes.
That's all they ever do.
Tell me it's not the best hack ever.
I like this.
Well, now every place is going to start scanning it because you just gave away the secret at Selena on air when this fails miserably and they try to scan that thing and it's like, no, you're in section 348, row Z. Actually, row double Z.
Yeah.
It's all the way in the back.
The tippity top, the very top.
You're three levels too low. Go back up there with the rest of the peasants.
I mean, it's worth a try, I guess. As long as you're not like taking somebody's seat who's there. I mean...
But if it's floor, like you're saying...
A couple more people standing there, what's the big deal?
The floor is... There's always some extra room down there.
Right.
Dude.
I know! You should try this. I know. I was like shooketh when I saw this, so you're
very
welcome.
Very smart.
You're
hack.
Welcome, unless you get in trouble or it doesn't work. Then it was Jess's fault.
And then an at Selena on air. Tagger.
All right, Graham, what do you have here?
All right, I want to know what you guys would do in this situation. Mandy Moore... She recently gave an interview and she says that in 2024, when she gave birth to her third child, she said her birthing experience was not at all what she wanted. She wanted to do a home birth and stuff. It just didn't work out because of some medical conditions. So she had to give birth in the hospital. And she said her doctor didn't give a damn. She said while she was full push, full as, you know, in the throes of labor, she says her doctor was scrolling his phone. She looked over and he was scrolling and she asked him, am I bothering you? And the doctor went on to say that, look, they're having a lobster truck outside today for people that work at the hospital. And this is taking a really long time and I don't think I'm going to be able to get one.
The doctor actually said that to her?
Selena, it's lobster.
I do.
And he was going to miss out on the lobster.
Well, I'd be like lobster truck that day.
I'd be like, get me one too. Because after you give birth, you can finally eat something.
Yeah.
My first thought would be, are you taking pictures? Are you like recording this? I would be so scared.
If your doctor, let's just say, and Jess, you don't plan to have children, but you can hypothetically weigh in here.
Okay.
If you looked over, or let's say you're at some, important doctor's appointment, but Selena, you've been in labor before. You look over, your doctor's over there scrolling his phone. Would you say something?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. When you're in the middle of that and you are in the worst pain imaginable, plus you're like on all these different things to try to lessen the pain, you don't care about hurting anybody's feelings.
That is true.
You say anything. And it's the one time you get a pass to be that way.
That's right.
And are you going to demand a different doctor? Because now that doctor is going to be a little upset that you called him out on that. So the rest of the delivery isn't going to go.
I mean, you can't just go around demanding different doctors, Jess. I know you have the doctor that you have.
Yeah, you're kind of
stuck with them.
Stuck, but I think you can... I don't know. It would be...
There's got to be something.
Selena's right in that one moment that you are given a pass.
Like, we've all seen
A woman in labor has no filter.
Yeah, and we've all seen those. I mean, granted, they're movies, but, like, the wife is, like, yelling at the husband and everyone. Like, you could easily be like, get off the phone now! And nobody is going to think twice or even bat an eye. Like, yes, whatever the pregnant lady says, you just have to do.
That's
your one chance.
My wife still, to this day, regrets not saying something to try to switch the nurse that we had, because my wife, we with our son, very difficult labor. I mean, he was just basically stuck there. It ended up being a C-section, but she's pushing and pushing, and we get the most soft-spoken nurse. I mean, I'm sure she's a very nice person, but when you're in labor, like, you need somebody that's like hyping you up to push this thing out, and we get the I think maybe you're having a contraction. Yeah, whenever you want, just start pushing. And then when that woman went on break, we get this other gal. She comes in there with like a belt buckle and some, you know, wearing some cowboy boots, and she had just gotten off a livestock auction, and she's like, let's get this baby out of you and let her grab onto this and let's push. And, you know, and she was all juiced up. And we should have just said kept her, because she was great. And like, it would seem like things were progressing. And then we got the two nice one, the very soft-spoken one that came back. Once she came back from her lunch break, she's like, okay, then I guess we're back to pushing again. And right then we should have, my wife still to this day says, I should have advocated for myself and said, no, I want that 4-H gal. I want her in here. Because like, and she I don't know. I think things could have gone differently for us. Maybe we could have avoided that. I don't, who knows?
Yeah, but. Oh, that poor nurse. She probably thought that that's what a lot of the patients wanted. So, like, it's It's quiet soothing experience. Yeah, let me comfort them and bring some calming vibes.
No, I want to let's get this baby out of here. Yeah, we needed her.
I love it. All right, coming up next here on the JV Show, we are going to be kicking off our meeting in the ladies' room.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about this concert hack. I told you I saw this video online of a guy who was at a concert. I mean, like, really bad seats. He wanted to get down to the floor, so he just had AI change the section number on his ticket, and he goes down there. And they have somebody, you know, before you walk into that certain area, check tickets, and they just looked, and they're like, okay, you're good to go.
Hey, JV Show. I was just listening to the concert hack, and it's funny because, well, I'm a frequent, like, concert goer, so I always notice, like, if you're on the floor, some concerts have wristbands, so in that case, that hack won't work, but you just have to kind of, like, finesse, if that makes sense. You gotta make sure you notice if they have wristbands or not. But yeah,
great advice for anyone that wants to try this.
That's a good point.
You can also just bring a pack of every different color wristband with you. Then you look around and see what color the floor ones are, and then slap yours on real quick.
Love
and then
it.
Flash them the ticket and walk on down.
Yep.
Selena, I would do this hack all the time. Before ChatGPT, I would just document up my ticket on my photos app, and it worked like a charm 9 out of 10 times. But now, thanks to people like that guy on the internet sharing it with everybody, it doesn't work as well anymore. And that's why you see those barcodes with the swinging line in front, so you can't screenshot and try to get in. Anyway, have a great day.
Yeah, they are putting some security measures in place to make those tickets not screenshottable, because there you go. It's too easy to share a screenshot or whatever. Like, you got to be showing them your actual live ticket. And thanks to you, Selena, and that guy on the internet for sharing this to everyone and totally blowing it. Now we can't use the hack.
Well, if it was already ruined before me, so it's not really my fault.
You just amplified the ruin.
Okay, whatever.
Shame on you.
Whatever. Let's get to...
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
Can we talk about tweezers for a quick second?
Sure.
Tweezer talk here on the JV Show?
Yes. Okay. I want to know if most ladies carry a pair of tweezers in their car. Because I was watching this. So, Selena, first of all, do you?
No.
Okay. I was watching a video of a woman sharing a hack that if you have any... mustache hairs that you missed.
Everybody does.
Right. And you don't have any tweezers handy, that you can use your sunglasses. So, you know, the hinge where the sunglasses like fold?
Yes.
That you can just like really quick tweeze them out like that. So a lot of people loving this hack, right? So there you go. Life hack.
How do you discover this? Like who thinks of this?
Sometimes
when
you're
resourceful.
When you're in a pinch. You know, you find whatever is near you, and apparently sunglasses just work for that. But I found it kind of funny that in the comments, so many women were saying that they carry tweezers in their cars at all times just in case. Because this woman was like, you know, I have an extra pair of tweezers in my car, but when I don't have them, then I use the sunglasses method. So I was wondering if this is like the equivalent of like how a man carries an extra pair of underwear, like we've heard from Graham.
In the glove box, just in case of emergencies. You ladies should be carrying a set of tweezers. I mean, anybody really, because there's something about your home mirror, right, in your bathroom. Face looks great. I don't see anything. And then the second you get into that in somebody else's bathroom mirror or your own car mirror, and you're like, there's the world's largest hair sticking out of my whatever, the top of my cheek. Or the guys experience this too. Like, there's this giant hair sticking out of my ear. How can I not see this in my home mirror? But the second you get into another mirror, maybe with a little bit better daylight
natural
or something.
Light. Like, as soon as you get into your car, we just get so hairy.
Like, this thing just sprouted out of nowhere. So I would.
You never see it at home.
I would have just assumed that all ladies, because you have a little makeup bag or whatever that you carry with you, a little tweezer's not going to take up a lot of space in there. I thought that would be a staple in everybody's bag.
I used to have purse tweezers, not for my mustache, but when I used to get my nails done a lot, it was to get my card out from paying gas. Or like, meters or whatever.
Such weird things.
That's mainly what I use it for. Honestly, I think everyone should carry tweezers, though.
Yeah. They're useful just for so many things. I've had some in my car at some points, but then sometimes, like, when I need them, I'll just take them out.
Yeah.
But now you have a sunglasses hack in case you don't have your tweezers. So there you go. Use some sunglasses to get those mustache hairs.
That seemed kind of hard to do it. because you have to two-hand the sunglasses, right?
Yeah.
To be able to do it. But yeah, I guess I can see it.
I think very doable.
After a few attempts, yeah. And once you got kind of used to the technique, you could do it.
But it's so true, though. Once the sunlight hits your face, hair is just exposed.
Turn into a werewolf. Where did that come from? I shaved that area on my face. Like, how is there giant hair sticking out?
All right, we're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mike from San Mateo. I wanted to wish a very happy anniversary to my wife, my better half, Amanda. I'm so excited to be heading down to Disneyland in just a little while to enjoy the weekend with you and celebrate with the tickets that we won from the Yep Nope game.
Wow. Oh, look at that.
You guys, that's awesome. Enjoy the trip. And thanks to us for letting you win that game.
Right, you're welcome.
Yeah. Who gives a fart?
Happy anniversary. Mm-hmm. All right, back to our meeting in the ladies' room. Jess, you were just telling us about a tweezer hack.
Tweezer hack, if you ever are in need of, picking at your mustache hairs and you don't have any tweezers in your car, use sunglasses where the sunglasses fold, basically.
Right. But you were saying, like, wow, apparently a lot of ladies have car tweezers. I don't. You don't.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Thursday. Jess, tweezers in the car are a must. When you get over the age of 50, you grow thick hairs and you find them randomly. So tweezers are a must. In the car, because that's the best place to find them. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Yeah, so this is the thing. Car
just
tweezers.
Something to look forward to, ladies. She said, when you get a little older, big, thick hairs just be popping out of nowhere.
Why
enjoy
is that? You would think it'd be the opposite, and like there's no more whatever chemical.
Yeah, your hair gets thinner on your head, but because it's going everywhere else.
Yep.
Yeah. Hold your beer. Not just women's, men's too. I always got some twist with me. Because I don't like the long hair on nose. And when I see one, come on, take them off. And sometimes on my ears, the little extra hair on the ears, I don't like them. So, yep, men's too. Graham has to too. Come on, man.
Do you have car tweezers, Graham?
I don't, but I probably should. I just shave my ears daily now.
Ew, that's so gross. Tweezing them sounds so painful. Like inside of your nose.
It's beyond my ears. Oh, are beyond, I can't even. Beyond the state of being tweezable. It's just too much.
Ew.
I got to fight back with a shaver.
I'm so grossed out.
Good morning, JV Show. You guys are talking about if you have tweezers in your car. And I do have tweezers in my car, not for those reasons of pulling out mustache hairs. But my nails, sure. I don't know if it's the shape. They're not crazy long, but when I get gas, I cannot get my credit card back out when I insert it. So I have to use my tweezers to pull my credit card out. So, yes, tweezers in the car. Check. All right, love you guys.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. I've heard people say you can, use, a piece of tape. If you, I don't know if you want to carry, tape or keep tape in your car. They even sell, little tags that you can just keep on your cards. That way you can easily just retrieve it, pull them out of whatever.
Who knew this little piece of daily life was such a difficult thing?
It's a struggle.
Can't you knuckle it?
No.
Get it between, your two knuckles with your nails bent back?
Nope. Sometimes.
Oh.
I think it's a little harder to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that would
grab
work.
Grab your tweezers.
Morning, JV Show. It's Tracy D from San Mateo. I wanted to weigh in on the tweezers in the car. I commute 1 hour and 15 each way. I have tweezers in my car, and I just sit there and drive and feel and pluck my chin hairs. I probably have the grossest talk back between the hot dog and the chin hairs. It's like, oh, my God. Anyway, I will sit there and feel pluck. Sometimes I'll look in the rear view mirror and be like, oh, my God, look at that long one. Bye, guys.
Tracy D does have some gems. The
Tracy
hot dog
has no filter.
She dropped a hot dog she was making for breakfast one time. Her dog got it halfway down its throat, and she pulled it out, still heated it up, and
ew,
ate it for breakfast. That's worse than the plucking a straight chin hair.
Way worse.
Yeah.
So much worse.
Still,
but we appreciate your talkbacks. Keep it
coming.
You hold nothing back.
Yeah.
All right, so what have we learned, Jess? You're going to start carrying some
tweezers in my car. Tweezers.
Yep. My problem is I can't keep anything for long because my daughter steals everything that I own.
And you were worried that she would take the tweezers as well?
She steals my tweezers.
Oh, gotcha.
So that's my excuse.
You have to get a backup for the backup.
I know. She steals those too.
Oh, dang it.
A lot coming up inside today's Hottest Trending. We have a lot of details about David
okay.
and what he carried out.
Oh, yeah, because we had the preliminary hearing.
Well, I got details on that because it's been delayed, but he was back in court yesterday, I guess, where prosecution laid out some of their evidence and what they have. And okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
It is a lot. It's pretty gruesome. So I'm going to clean it up for you, and we'll talk about it next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so I think I misspoke a few minutes ago. I don't think David was actually in court yesterday. He won't be back in court until the preliminary hearing, which was initially set for May 1st tomorrow. But I did see this morning that the defense is asking for more time to review all of the evidence. So it's been delayed. So now it's going to be on Tuesday, May 26th. Now, what did happen yesterday was
all the way to May 26th.
Yeah.
Jeez, let's punt that a month out.
Because there is that much the evidence and information that is coming out. So yesterday, a court filing from prosecutors was made public. And oh, my God, we have a lot to unpack. I do want to give a warning to anyone listening that we're about to get into some very dark, tough things, especially if you have little ones in your car. Maybe turn the radio down just for a couple minutes while we go over some stuff. And then we'd be glad to welcome you back to hang out with us. But as for when David and Celeste met, prosecutors claim that this was in 2022. She was 11 years old.
What?
They say their relationship didn't start until she was 13. So he waited until she was 13.
What a gentleman.
He would have been 18 at that time.
Jeez.
We already know that April 23rd is the date prosecutors allege David murdered Celeste. He got her an Uber to get from her family's home to his Hollywood Hills rental. Prosecutors say they had a fight over a text message. So they have all of these texts. And it's her being jealous that he was, you know, possibly getting involved with other women. And she threatened to expose him, basically, expose their relationship to end his career and destroy his life. And we know he was about to drop an album a few days after that. And he couldn't have her expose him. So there we go. There's the motive. Yeah. So she gets to his house, David. And this is where it gets really dark. And I hate even saying these words. He stabs her to death. The next day, he ordered a shovel from Home Depot. That was delivered through Postmates. So they have all of these, you know, receipts. About a week later.
How stupid are people?
Very, I mean, apparently.
And cruel.
Jeez. Not to, like, excuse the horrific, you know, thing that you just did. That's the main takeaway here. But then, like, you're going to go and order a shovel from Home Depot?
He used a fake name. The name he used for all these purchases, Victoria Mendez.
Well, she sounds nice.
About a week later, he purchased two chainsaws. From Amazon.
Okay, maybe
those are delivered to his home.
Doing some yard work.
He's a psychopath.
4 days after that, he bought a body bag, heavy duty laundry bags, and a blue inflatable pool. So they allege that he blew up the pool in his garage and then took her and the chainsaws and did you know what in that pool to like try to keep it contained. And he made sure to cut off her ring and pinky fingers on her left hand. Remember I told you those were missing? Right. Because she had a tattoo on her ring finger that said, David. And those fingers have still not been recovered. And if you need more evidence, his rental home was searched by authorities in September of 2025, they found evidence consistent with the dismemberment of Celeste in the inflatable pool. I don't know if he like kept the pool. Like, what are you thinking? Bro. Which contained multiple linear cuts. In it. And they also, when the medical examiner was, you know, examining and trying to put, you know, these pieces of the puzzle together, they said that there was blue plastic fragments consistent with the blue pool material embedded in some of these, in some of her parts.
Why did this investigation take like 6 months to file charges against this dude? He was just out there living life during all this. Like, this is a mountain of evidence. When we theorized that, like, there must not be much, turns out they have all the evidence.
Yeah. And he can't try to use the excuse, oh, I didn't know she was a minor, to get off with some of these charges. Because we talked about how before her going missing for the last time, there were other instances where she would run away or, I don't know, her family reported her missing. And one of the people authorities went to was David because he was one of her last phone calls. And they're like, hey, we're looking for this missing underage girl. You know, so he was well aware that he was underage, that she was underage. Yeah. And even one of those times when Celeste did return home and her parents took her cell phone, David met up with one of her schoolmates and paid this kid $1,000 to give Celeste a new cell phone that he had bought so he can contact her.
This is insane.
What a psychopath.
This on top of all the explicit photographs they found in his phone and other kinds of material. It's just, and then they have the timeline of these trips that he was taking to the middle of nowhere in Santa Barbara County, where they think that he was trying to get rid of some of the evidence or dispose of the chainsaws or, you know, whatever materials he got. He even ordered a burn cage from Amazon.
What is that?
Last July. I'm guessing like a smaller incinerator that he was using, or I don't know if it was small. I don't know the size of it, but you know, to incinerate things. To burn things up.
Jeez, this guy is going to go to prison and never, ever see the light
of day.
Well,
you know, one of the charges, because of the special circumstances, carrying the death penalty.
But it's California. We don't do that here.
That's what I thought. A lot of reports are like, he could be the first person in X amount of years. You think he wouldn't get that?
They can sentence him to them. He'd be on death row forever. There are people in California on death row. They've been on death row forever. It's just not going to, it won't happen. But he will not ever get... He'll get sentenced to consecutive life terms or whatever, and like, you know.
Yeah, but like, what a psycho. Oh my God. Jeez. Please keep him locked up forever. Yeah. I know it's going to be a weird transition, but Graham.
This could be a tough pivot to Costco hot dogs.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about?
Everyone's already lost their appetite there. Sorry. But for the first time in 40 years, the Costco $1.50 hot dog combo, it's getting a bit of an update. I want to know if you guys are here for this new change. I'm not sure if this is rolled out to every single Costco nationwide yet or not, but if the change hasn't already happened at your local Costco, it will. Normally, when you get a Costco hot dog, they hand you a cup along with it for a fountain drink as part of that $1.50 combo. Well, now, for those of you that don't want to wash that meat missile down with an ice-cold soda, you now have the option to get a bottle of water instead. No change to the price. CEO has repeatedly assured customers that it will remain $1.50 as long as he is in charge. What do you guys think of this? A bottle of water along with that hearty meat missile?
I mean,
it's not what I would want. But I mean, I think it's cool they're not changing the price, because I feel like a bottle of water alone is like $1.50.
I like, this is going to make me sound like a psychopath, because there is nothing better than washing down a hot dog with an ice cold soda.
But you would rather have water?
But there has been times where I'm like, you don't want to compound one unhealthy decision with another one, with throwing just an incredible amount of sugar on top of that. I mean, yeah, you can get a diet soda or whatever, but it's just not the same. And so I've often thought, maybe I'll just, and I have just skipped the cup. I've left the cup. I'm not going to get a drink. I don't need to get a drink. I'll just eat. Just dry wiener this. And that does sound like psychopath behavior now that I said it out loud. So maybe I would like that bottle of water.
It's just I don't even know what to respond to what you just said.
It'll hit different.
Because it's psychopath behavior.
Yes, not more psychopath than David.
I guess it wasn't that big of a transition from one story to the other.
You're right. I now understand that once I've said that out loud. The only other takeaway I have from this is the amount of plastic trash that this is going to create.
Oh,
plastic water bottles. Single-use plastic water bottles is the absolute worst thing.
Yes.
So...
All right. Well, thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. I'm Melissa from Redwood City. I am calling from Cabo this morning. We went on an old school cruise, and it's been amazing. But I can't go without listening to you guys. So here I am. About to go get me a margarita and use up that drink package. Have a good one, guys.
Wow.
Oh, how good does a marg sound right now? Nice spicy marg sitting out in the sun in Cabo. Appreciate you still listening to us.
That is dedication. Thank you so much.
Of course, on the iHeartRadio app, take us anywhere and everywhere. And if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back and podcast us. And please set the JV Show as your number one podcast preset there on the iHeartRadio app. Otherwise, we're going to get fired.
Right.
Let's give you this chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is bills. Take the keyword bills over to wild949.com or on the iHeartRadio app. Like I just mentioned, there's a contest tab. That's the easiest way. You can scroll down right there and enter it. Right there.
Really quick, before we played Nelly right there, we, you know, played some commercials. One of them I was listening was about Uber and how you can now request a woman driver, you know, to make you feel safer. You want to, you know, a woman to be your driver. That's an option now. Graham, does that make you feel like, well, that's not fair? What if you want a guy driver to bro out with? Like, shouldn't you be able to request a guy driver?
That's a good point. I want a man to drive me around, talk about some man stuff while we drive. Yeah, this is sexist.
Like, I will be filing a lawsuit. What if you didn't want a woman driver? Because, I mean, let's be honest, you say all the time they don't know how to drive.
Wow, you just said that.
You
not
say
me.
That all the time off
Hashtag
the air.
Facts. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Take that out of the podcast. We talked about this because Lyft did something similar. I think they did it first, and then Uber followed suit. Where you can just request a female driver. I think it's a great idea, to be honest with you.
Is that for? I've never used it. It's been a while since I've used rideshare. Can anybody request a woman, or is it just, or do you have to be a woman to have that option made available to you?
That is a good.
Do you know what I mean? Because you don't want. What if there's like some creep out there that's like, yeah, I'm going to request a woman every time because I'm a sicko.
Maybe women drivers also have to have it in their settings that they want women passengers. And it's
yeah,
kind of like Tinder, you match up.
They can, they can set their preferences. We talked about this few weeks ago when they unveiled it, but I don't think they can discriminate and have a feature that guys cannot use. Like, correct me if I'm wrong,
that's
but there's usually some gender laws prohibiting. Any sort of discrimination like that. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it is a great feature for women. Or they said for...
teens.
For teens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Safer driver-passenger interactions.
Does any of this offend
more
you?
More unsafe driving.
That, like, when we think safer driver for our kids, we think woman, and, like, nobody wants a man. Does that offend you a little bit?
No.
Being a man? Okay.
No, I understand it.
All right.
Yeah. I get it as a parent.
Yeah. Jess, so I want to talk about calf pads. Have you guys heard about these?
The heck is a calf pad? Like a,
for that time of the
like
month?
A cow calf?
No, all guesses were incorrect.
Okay.
But if you want to see what a calf pad is, it is on our Instagram story. But picture, JV Morning Show, by the way.
Okay.
Picture a sticky boob, but on your calf. Where are my sticky boobs?
That's exactly
what it looks like. And it apparently is being advertised to help the look of even legs. So it's like, picture again, a sticky boob that you
Where are my sticky boobs?
That you stick to the side of your calf to give you a little more plumpness. So then whether you have one calf that's bigger than the other, or you just want both to be a little more plump, have a little more muscle to them, you stick a calf pad on there and there you go.
Wow.
Look. What do you guys think?
The sticky boob for your legs.
Oh, where are my sticky boobs?
Did you ever find yours? Jess is still looking. For hers. In this video that's posted, JV Morning Show, check out our Instagram story because this is shocking. The woman that's trying them on is wearing them bare legged. I assumed this was going under some like tight fitting.
Yeah, I think that might just be for the video, right? Like no one's going
to
wear
these. Yeah, just to show you the difference. Like
that. Okay, I was going to say because otherwise they'd be falling off left and right, and then you'd be like,
"Oh, where are my sticky boobs?"
They fell on the sidewalk somewhere.
I don't think I'd ever use this, but I mean, it doesn't look bad.
Does it make you feel some type of way, though, that something like this is available so you know that, like, in 2026, people are insecure about literally every single part that you would never even imagine?
It's not surprising.
Yeah.
There is a body modification thing or tool or filter for literally everything because people are seeing themselves so often in social media posts. I mean, it's for social media, right?
Graham, I know. Would you be weirded out? I know you're married now, but like back in the day, after a party, you go back home with a woman. Yeah. And then she's got to take off her calf pads in addition to everything else.
In addition to her fake eyelashes,
and her
hair extensions,
boobs.
Padded bra, sticky boobs.
Oh, where are my sticky boobs?
I don't know. And everything else. Yeah. It's just.
Let me take off my calves.
I mean, at this point, it's all false advertising, right? So just why not add some more to it? Like, doesn't matter. At that point, like, we listed off, and there's, I'm sure, some other things that we missed.
We didn't talk about the butt pads. Yep. Thing.
Oh, the butt pads are a thing, too. Uh-huh. But now,
and the fake nails. And the...
I think it is a little bit better, too.
The shapewear. That's, like, cinching your waist.
And the shapewear. That's giving you an entirely different figure. Yeah.
The corsets that people wear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's everything at this point. You would never use calf pads? What if somebody was like, oh, I really want my man with
Graham, you skip leg day every day.
I skip leg day all the time, but I feel like I may have no upper leg strength, I feel like I have got some decent calves.
Okay.
I don't know. I could be wrong. I don't check out my own. I'm not checking out my in the gym mirror like, oh, let's see how the calves look today. I don't. But every time we post a picture and I'm wearing shorts, Selena's always like, oh, they're so veiny. So that leads me to think that there's some leg muscle there.
I feel like if guys wore these calf pads like under pants, you wouldn't really be able to notice though because your pants are like loose. You know, so they would have to make ones that are suitable for men wearing shorts, like complete with like the leg hair and stuff. And you can pick your hairstyle.
I think they
that would be gross. Hop into the swimming pool, climb out. And you're like, where's my, oh, man.
Oh, where are my sticky boobs?
They're right there. That's next gross. To the pool. At the bottom of the pool. They came unstuck.
You can check out those calf pads. It's on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Oh, it's her usual bathroom time. Jess should be back maybe in a few minutes.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah, just this is a live check-in from the bathroom. That's probably the courtesy flush. There's probably some more.
We were just talking about the option that Uber gives riders now to choose a woman driver, mm-hmm. you know, for safety reasons or just preference. So yep. A lot of people will feel safer that way.
Hey, Michelle from Hayward. I used the woman-only option on Uber the other day to get to and from work with my car was in the shop. And right out the gate, my first driver almost T-boned somebody in my intersection, then took a wrong turn on the way to the freeway that had no turns to get to the freeway, and my second driver kept slamming on the brakes at every yellow light, claiming they keep changing so suddenly. It was her, it wasn't the lights. I really tried to support.
Oh, no.
So, Graham, you've been saying is true all along, that women are awful drivers.
I've never said that, Selena, as a female driver. Any response? Maybe it was just a one-off, just I got two different drivers on a bad day. So it was more than a one-off because she had two bad experiences.
I can't defend that. So, some of us are just bad drivers.
Okay.
Good morning, guys. Okay, I also thought that Uber rollout was super cool with the women-only drivers. So I tried it last week, and that 20-minute ride, the girl did not stop talking to me. I found out what neighborhood she lives in, what she was planning to have for dinner, last time she dropped someone else off in this neighborhood, she has a friend that's named the same name as me. Bring back the creepy guy who doesn't talk to me. Thank you. Bye.
They need a no-talking option. Isn't that an option?
I think they have quiet mode or something.
Yeah,
like that.
I thought they did.
It sounds like that's the new female driver-only rollout's going great so far.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.